Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, April 7th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, International Paper will seek a London listing if it inks a deal with D.S. Smith. Also making headlines last week, D.S. Smith has extended the deadline for a takeover offer by Mondi. Interesting stuff, folks. We'll get more on this later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline London, International Paper to seek London listing if it inks deal with D.S. Smith. International Paper said it would seek a secondary London listing as part of its $7 billion plan to buy British packaging peer D.S. Smith as the U.S. firm prepares to tussle with rival U.K. suitor Mondi in a potential bidding war. A London listing of the company, which has a standalone market value of about $13.53 billion U.S. dollars, would be a boost for the British bourse, which has seen several firms leave the index, partly due to strategic and take private deals. Quote, "The government has made a conscious effort to attempt to woo more international firms to London, with listing reforms ongoing, so it'd be a notch up as a significant sign of progress," Hargreaves Lansdowne analyst Susan Streeter said. Now, International Paper last month made a proposal that valued the UK firm at £5.72 billion, that's $7.24 billion US dollars, higher than the £5.14 billion deal that D.S. Smith agreed in principle with Mondi in early March. The U.S.-listed company has yet to make a firm offer for DS Smith. Both bidders have until April 23rd to make a firm offer or walk away. International Paper said significant progress has been made in due diligence as it proposes to also establish a European headquarters in London. Mondi has yet to quantify the expected synergies of a deal. Analysts at Barclays estimate them at about $280 million. International Paper said that the combination with DS Smith could deliver at least $514 million of pre-tax cost savings on an annual basis. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Again, Dateline London. DS Smith extends deadline for takeover offer by Mondi. DS Smith PLC on Thursday said that an extension has been agreed for its potential takeover by Mondi through the company, though the company still holds a more lucrative offer from International Paper. DS Smith and Mondi are packaging businesses based in London and Weybridge, respectively. In early March, DS Smith and Mondi agreed to an in-principle takeover deal which valued DS Smith shares at 373 pence each. Mondi had until this past Thursday to either make or announce its intentions to make a firm offer for the company. On Thursday morning, DS Smith requested that the deadline be extended until April 23rd. The UK panel on takeovers and mergers had consented to the extension. However, DS Smith added that there is no certainty that the firm offer will be made by Mondi. The week before, DS Smith confirmed it was also in takeover discussions with International Paper, as we talked about earlier. This is good stuff, folks. Stay tuned. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Greece. Sunoco Hellas closing two more facilities in Greece. The management of Sunoco Hellas Paper Mill announced to its 98 employees this past Tuesday that it is closing its two facilities in Greece definitively on June the 1st. The subsidiary of American giant Sunoco Alcor is shutting down units in Thessalonica and Kykalis 26 years after the acquisition of the old Evian textile factory in Thessalonica. Employees have been told that a voluntary exit program will be implemented without providing further details. High energy costs also seem to play a role in the shutdown. Although it had invested in self-generated electricity, it was unable to connect to the grid due to a lack of grid capacity. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel coal, gas, bark, or black liquor, on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline San Juan, Puerto Rico. I've been there a few times, folks. Love it. Judge approves historic $12.5 billion 3M settlement to clean America's water supplies. Napoli Shalonik and other members of the PFAS Settlement Steering Committee praised U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel's decision to approve the historic $12.5 billion U.S. dollar settlement with 3M regarding PFAS contamination in America's public water systems. The settlement follows the judge's decision in February to approve a $1.18 billion settlement with DuPont. The settlements encompass public water systems that have identified PFAS detections in their drinking water sources, along with systems mandated to undergo PFAS contamination testing. These settlements were reached after 5 years of intense litigation that included 30 million pages of discovery documents and more than 200 depositions. Funds from the settlement will compensate water providers for contamination with the chemicals used widely in non-stick water and grease-resistant products, as well as some firefighting foams. Described as forever chemicals because they don't degrade naturally in the environment, PFAS have been linked to a variety of health problems, including liver and immune system damage, and some cancers. Dateline Eugene, Oregon. Fire at Weyerhaeuser facility. Eugene Springfield fire were on the scene last Sunday for an industrial fire at the Weyerhaeuser location in West Eugene. Fire crews were alerted to the fire just after 7 p.m. local time on Sunday, March 31st. According to the fire department, the first arriving engine from the Danabo station received reports of a press on fire inside the facility. Crews extinguished the fire quickly before it extended to the building or other equipment. Staff from Weyerhaeuser worked to keep the fire in check before fire crews arrived. The fire was under control quickly, and there were no injuries reported. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. West Fraser Timber and Mercer International announced the dissolution of the Caribou Pulp and Paper joint venture. West Fraser Timber Company Limited and West Fraser International Incorporated announced an agreement to dissolve their 50-50 joint venture in the Caribou Pulp and Paper. West Fraser Timber will continue as the sole owner and operator of the mill, doing business as Caribou Pulp and Paper Company. Now located in Quesnel, British Columbia, Caribou Pulp and Paper has the capacity to produce up to 340,000 metric tons of high-quality northern bleached softwood kraft pulp annually, employing nearly 300 folks. Quote, Caribou Pulp is an important member of the West Fraser Timber family of mills, said Sean McLaurin, West Fraser's president and CEO. Sean continues, quote, this agreement better positions West Fraser Timber to support the mill and provides ongoing certainty to our talented workforce, end of quote. Commenting on the agreement, Juan Carlos Bueno, Mercer's CEO, said, we have acquired our non-core interest in Caribou Pulp as a result of our acquisition of the Mercer Peace River Mill in 2018. And Juan Carlos Bueno continues, quote, after reviewing this asset in light of our strategic priorities, We determined that this dissolution will allow us to redeploy and redirect resources to areas that are better aligned with our long-term focus, end of quote. No termination or other amounts are payable by either company in connection with the termination of the joint venture. That's good to know. Mercer will retain certain finished product inventory in connection with the transaction. Mercer expects to recognize a non-cash impairment in the first quarter in connection with the dissolution of the joint venture based on the net carrying value of such interest. Caribou Pulp and Paper is a pillar of the Quesnel Forestry community, and it's been in operation since 1972. By my math, that's about 52 years. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Again, Dateline London, D.S. Smith completes the acquisition of Bosis Du in Serbia. D.S. Smith has completed the acquisition of packaging company Bosis Du. With the acquisition of Bosis Du, D.S. Smith's total packaging operations in Eastern Europe will comprise 30 box plants and additional facilities employing more than 7,000 folks in the region. Situated approximately 100 kilometers south of Belgrade, Serbia, the family-owned business Bosis Du. It was founded in 1982 and employs 140 folks working on a single site in Valjevo. Now, the strategic acquisition of Bosis Du positions for accelerated growth, enhanced capabilities, and a strengthened ability to deliver exceptional value to customers and stakeholders in Eastern Europe. With a specific focus on fast-moving consumer goods customers, Bosis Du is particularly well-suited to complement D.S. Smith's regional strategy, which emphasizes sustainable performance packaging and targets further growth opportunities in the region. Congratulations, D.S. Smith, for acquiring Bosis Du. Dateline Canada. Western Forest Products completes the sale of ownership interest in newly formed Mid-Island Partnership. This is going to be a fun story, folks. The Tolosis, the Weewakai, the Weewakum, and the Kamunkus First Nations, known as the Nations, and all members of the First Nations of the Nanaquatus Council and Western Forest Products Incorporated announced the completion of the previously announced agreement from the Nations to acquire a 34% interest from Western in a newly formed limited partnership for $35.9 million. The parties also announced the new name for the partnership, which will be known as the Lekwa Samukwa Forestry going forward. Again, if I said it right, that's the Lekwa Samukwa Forestry going forward. The name means the Wood of Four in the Kwakawala language. The partnership consists of certain assets and liabilities of Western Mid-Island Forest Operation, including the newly established tree farm license 64, created through the subdivision of Block 2 from the tree farm license 39. There's going to be a test on this later, folks, so take notes. The operation of the new partnership cover approximately 157,000 hectares of forest land in the traditional territories of the nations near the communities of Campbell River and Sayward on eastern Vancouver Island. The partnership will manage an allowable annual cut of 904,540 cubic meters of timber and includes a long-term fiber agreement to support Western's British Columbia coastal manufacturing operations. The Nanwakalus Council provides its member First Nations with an advocacy and information services, technical support, coordination, and advice to assist them in their decision-making work. Dayline Camas, Washington. Police report sheds light on fatality at Georgia Pacific Camas paper mill. Police reports filed in the wake of a March 8th fatality inside the Georgia Pacific paper mill in Camas shed light on what may have happened in the moments leading up to the death of 32-year-old mill employee Dakota Klein. According to a police report filed by Camas Police Sergeant Brian Saulwasser, Klein was working alone on a machine that had reportedly been having issues earlier in the day when the incident occurred. Other mill employees told Saulwasser that they were operating equipment upstream from Klein's machine in a separate building approximately 300 yards from the building where Klein was operating a machine involved in the plant's packing process. The other employees would put boxes of product onto a conveyor belt, and then Klein was tasked with operating the machine that organized the boxes onto pallets and then wrapped them with plastic for shipping. According to the police report, Klein had been having issues with the machine. A Georgia Pacific spokesperson said earlier in the month that Klein had been fully trained on the machine and had been operating it for the past 3 months prior to his death on March 8th. The employee Saulwasser, in an interview, said that the machine where Klein was working was having issues earlier that day, and they had spoken to Klein around 4:07 p.m. local time on Friday, March 8th, when the employees noticed the boxes getting backed up on the conveyor belt around 4:30 p.m. local time. They waited 15 minutes and then decided to check on Klein, according to the police report. They took a buggy into Klein's building, entering through the ramp on the north side of the building, parked and walked between the two packing machines, the report noted. That is when, according to Saulwasser's report, the mill workers saw Klein entangled in the packaging machine. The report stated that Klein was dead when police arrived at the scene and that the mill employees had erected a temporary barrier to help shield Klein's body from onlookers. Police said two employees who discovered Klein's body immediately left the scene of the accident to alert security staff, who called for assistance from local police and emergency medical services. One of the employees who discovered Klein's body later told police there were safety measures in place and that Klein had a key to shut down the machine's power supply before accessing the equipment. Quote, "It had appeared obvious to this employee that Klein failed to do this," Saulwasser wrote in his report. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.